Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom, or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson, from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We are back for another episode of the world famous Bathroom Break. I'm here with Daniel Murray, who's the ultimate marketing millennial. I'm Jay Schwedelson from Do This Not That podcast. So Daniel, before we get going, I want to talk to you about your weekend plans. So Allie goes on a girls trip every weekend. So she just left on her girls trip. So I'm riding solo this weekend. So I woke up, I'm like, what am I going to do? And basically I wind up eating more than normal and watching Kitchen Nightmares. That's all I do when I'm by myself with Gordon Ramsay. Do you have bigger plans than I do?
Definitely not. I mean, I guess actually I do have a huge plan. We're going to the first time to a restaurant with the baby. I think that's a big,
oh, no.
That's a scary plan, but it's the first time. So
what, like, are you going to go to like a loud restaurant?
No, purpose? We're just going to go like sit outside, go for a breakfast time, but we just want to have him experience it for the first time.
Okay. So that's good that you're sitting outside and it's breakfast, because if you were one of these people going to like a nice dinner place, and you brought your kid, I would shame you and say you're a horrible person.
Oh, I would never do that. Cause if my kid cries out, I'm the type of parent who I'm not going to yell at my kid, but I'm going outside and just soothing him to make sure he's okay. So
I remember the first time we took our son to dinner for the first time with you all, he just started crying and we just bailed. We left and we didn't try it again for like a year. Cause we were like, screw that.
Well, this is probably going to happen to us. So tune in next week to see that we're never going to go to another restaurant again.
All right. Well, since you are tuned in, let's talk about what's going on. There's been some changes to social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, other things, and they're actually kind of game changers. So Daniel, take us through one of the biggest ones right now that people are sleeping on, which is, you know, LinkedIn and what's going on with comments and stuff.
Yeah. So I just want to start by saying when a platform launches a new feature, that means you should be testing that feature or using that feature. So LinkedIn a few months back, or maybe I'll just say a few months back, launched comment impressions, which allowed you to see how many impressions you're getting on your comments on posts. And what that signals to me is LinkedIn wants you to comment more. So what I also was noticing is if you have a company page right now, post impressions are going down. They're not showing as many posts in the feed. So what I started doing with the Marketing Millennials is commenting on people's posts, but not only commenting on people's posts, I would use images that I wanted to test for regular posts. So memes, different type of images that have gone viral before that, and I spun it up, remixed to make it marketing, and commented on popular people's posts. And basically, those are getting as many impressions or more than my regular posts. And they actually are growing the Marketing Millennials at a faster clip than I've grown when I was posting on them. So I think if you're not having a commenting strategy on LinkedIn, you're not going to grow as fast as you really want to.
Okay, so that's wild. Let me just try to digest that and say it back to you. You're saying that going on posts that are out there of other people, like relatively popular posts or super popular posts, commenting on there, putting something not just like, yeah, thumbs up, but something like useful, putting an image in your comment, you're getting as much, if not more, impressions on the comments that you're leaving than if you do just a post on the feed of the Marketing Millennials page itself?
Exactly. And the thing is, when you LinkedIn, when you scroll, it shows, oh, Marketing Millennials commented, and it will show the comment. So people are liking that comment, commenting back to that comment, and it's becoming your own post within a post. It's kind of like a subreddit vibe, but it works really well. But the thing is, you need to, what I recommend for people to do is have a database or have a folder or have something on your phone of images and memes and ready to go ideas. So when someone comments something that is relatable to something that you saw, you can comment back with that on their post. So the key is to get on that post as quickly as possible, not just comments on a post that is 48 hours later. You want to get on these people's posts pretty quickly.
And I think one of the most valuable things is what Daniel's really talking about. Yes, it works on your personal page for sure, but he's doing this Marketing Millennials, which is a company page. And if your company page is not seeing the traction, this is the strategy.
And I'll add one more thing, two more things on that, actually. One, it's a great way to test content on a low left way. So because if people don't see it, it doesn't really matter. And if people see it, it becomes a new post. And it's also a low left way of if you are stuck in these barriers of brand and heavy guardrails, it gives you more flexibility to test fun ideas as comments first before you bring it to your company page. So I wanted to add those two things.
So, and we'll probably have to do a part two on the other social media changes, because I just want to send this LinkedIn thing for a second. Are you posting less actual posts on the Marketing Millennials page now? Is that like, okay, we used to post, I don't know how frequently you posted, daily or whatever. Are you now actually posting less and just that's part of the strategy?
Yeah, I used to post like twice a day on the Marketing Millennials, 7 days a week. And now I'm posting one a day and I'm posting way less than I did the last 4 years, but I'm commenting way more. So I took the energy to just comment way more because I saw the results. So for example, last year I grew like 50% more than I would have grew the year before by just doing posts.
Well, let me help Daniel flex for a second. No, Daniel's going to say, Marketing Millennials has 1.2 million followers on LinkedIn. So he's doing this at scale. So that's why it's useful to hear what he's saying. All right, so how much did you grow it?
So basically like the year before I grew 200,000 followers. This year I'm closing in on like 300,000 followers growth. Wow. by just doing a commenting strategy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild. And let me ask you a question about the comments. Are you like some sort of really deep, you know, person? Are you going on there and writing like five sentences per thing? Or is it just kind of like, you know, one sentence or something funny? Or like when you actually comment, what are you commenting?
Yeah. I mean, I fulfill what my brand does. So I'm doing memes. I'm doing images. I'm doing things that are relatable to that post that I feel, but I see people doing this having an insightful paragraph in that post that are also getting tons of attraction on those posts. So you could do a good text post. You could do a good image post. I suggest you do more because it sticks out in a feed where you have more if you have more real estate to work with. So if you're going to do a text post, add more. Or if you, Jay does this too. He has like funny one-liners and stuff like that that work very well too. So if you have like a funny one-liner in a post, it works as well.
Or horrible one-liners. Those also hit really well. Those are my jam. The best part is now my teenage kids are on LinkedIn, so I'll post something and they'll get it and they'll just immediately text me like, "You're embarrassing." I'm like, "Really?" I mean, leave me alone.
I mean, his kids are going to be LinkedIn famous, so you should get on the bandwagon now. So if you want to give them a follow.
I'll put them in the show notes.
Yeah, follow Jay's kids. They are starting to post on LinkedIn and they're doing really well.
I text them back. I'm like, "Do you like having a roof? Do you like having food?" I'm like, "Stop. Like, what is your problem? Don't shame me.
I'm not trying to embarrass myself." But
that happened many, many years ago. Speaking about embarrassing yourself. So, okay, you're out for breakfast or whatever, and then somebody comes over and like, "Oh my God, your baby's so cute," because you've now, you know, taking your baby out for breakfast, whatever. And they come over like, how close will you let a stranger get? Will you let them get within like 2 feet? Or is there like, you have a threshold of how close you are?
No, I have a threshold. And I'm definitely going to try to find like a corner table where the baby is like facing out, where it's blocking, the table is blocking everybody. They can look from a distance.
Is that because you were a lineman in college? You're like trying to block?
I'm blocked, my baby. Actually, someone yesterday, I was on a walk and I was like just stopping because I think Ari went in to go get coffee at a coffee shop. And this person like puts his head in my crib and goes, "That baby's so cute." And I just pushed. I was like, you're not coming near. I didn't even say anything. Like
stiff arm people.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry. Yeah. I didn't push her, but I pushed the car. I pushed the stroller. And I'm like, I'm out of here.
No, right, Daniel gets sued for assault.
Yeah,
amazing. Once again, we've crushed this episode. Everyone go on LinkedIn, comment on everything. Most importantly, leave Daniel a review. Tell him that he is the GOAT, because he is. We appreciate you, and we'll see you at the next bathroom break.
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.